before we wrap up here, the one incident that I really remember is in Pittsburgh with you and Mary Lemieux in the mid-90s, and I'm a native of Pittsburgh, and I watched him snap unlike any other time in his career when you called a game misconduct on him, and he ran out of the penalty box after you. Can you speak a little about your relationship with Mario?
Well, certainly. I write an entire chapter, and it's actually on Sidney and Mario and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Mario, I have a tremendous amount of respect for. He saved that franchise a couple of times, they weren't very good when he was drafted. As a matter of fact, that's how they got him. They were last place. And Mario, aside from his tremendous ability and skill, not unlike Gretzky or Crosby, coming in at 18 years of age and expected to be the savior, there was a tremendous amount of responsibility placed on young players such as them, even though they were superstars when they entered the league. So there was a learning curve and a growth and a maturity of development that I saw with each of them, no differently than any of our officials, me included, that had to mature as a person that had to control and was expected to control the game. In that particular year, Mario had undergone a tremendous amount of he survived the cancer treatment. He had missed an awful lot of games with back surgery. He was frustrated. He was worn down. He was worn out. And he wanted the game officiated a different way. And I agree with him 100%. We were letting far too many things go. The expectation, the standard, had slipped to the point where restraining of the skilled players was just at epidemic proportion. So that frustration all came together that night when he felt he was fouled. He overreacted to some marginal contact that I felt, in my judgment, wasn't worthy of a penalty. And then he retaliated and took a penalty. And I think it all boiled over at that point in the emotion of all the things that he had been dealing with. And he flipped his stick over the glass, at which point he got a penalty, a misconduct. Or actually, I believe he got a misconduct before he went into the penalty box and then threw a stick onto the ice, and that got him the game ejection. So we had certainly the flashpoint hit at that stage, and he came out, and fortunately he was intercepted by Ronnie Francis and Kevin Stevens and a couple of other players, and a serious incident perhaps was avoided.